Well, folks, looks like it's false flag season, and that's what we'll be discussing here. This mess that's going on in Buffalo, New York last night, this apparent mass shooting that you're seeing everywhere in the news this morning. We're going to look at all of the red flags that leads me to believe this is a false flag, because there's plenty of details about this one that point to it being exactly that, a false flag. I haven't seen something this sloppy and this pretty much apparent in quite a while that this is a false flag. So, all right, let's get into it here. Gunman kills 10. This is the official story. I highlight official story. Gunman kills 10 at New York grocery store while live streaming on Twitch. They're saying he killed 10 people and he live streamed the whole thing on Twitch. And he did it because he's a white supremacist and anti-Semitic. Big surprise. And also another big surprise is that they're saying he put out a manifesto that he wrote explaining exactly why he did this shooting and his life story, and I'll show you that and a whole lot more. Really quick, though, I want to plug a Substack article I did this morning on this story. If you prefer to read as opposed to listen or watch, or you want to share something, an article around, go ahead and check out my Substack. I'll link it down below, and I get into pretty much everything I'm going to discuss here with you. So let's take a look first at this guy's manifesto, okay? Manifesto. Man, where have I seen that before? Mass shooter puts out a manifesto. I'd venture to guess this guy didn't even write it. He probably had his Fed boy handlers write this thing. And I want to note, first of all, this is 180 pages. 180 pages. Why would he go and do that? Put all this effort in, and this is like 180 full pages written. You've got charts and graphs and photos in this presentation. He talks about exactly what he's using, what he has on, why he's doing it, gives his life story. It's like, it's too suspicious. Way too suspicious. If this manifesto was like 5 pages long, it wouldn't look as weird. But 180 pages with all this? Yeah, something's up there. And you might notice the very first symbol we get is this Nazi symbol. This is called the Black Sun, comes from the Order of the Black Sun secret society. This is actually a Nazi symbol that was used way back in the 1920s and 30s by the Black Sun secret society of Nazi Germany. What other Nazis use this symbol? Wow, that Azov battalion there in Ukraine? Isn't that a coinky dink, huh? But wait, I thought the mainstream media was telling us there are no Nazis in Ukraine, or that these Azov battalion people aren't that bad. Or that's not what Putin's fighting, right? That's not what the Biden administration is sending money to. They're not sending money to the Nazis in Ukraine. Nothing to see here. No Nazis in Ukraine. Yeah. So we've got Democrat media warning us about, oh, these Nazis committing mass shootings. Meanwhile, the Democrats are sending rifles and ammunition and money over to the same, pretty much the same Nazis in Ukraine. You can't make this shit up, but somebody's making it up. And it's the fake news media doing it. So, okay, there's one weird symbol. We're going to get into more weird symbols having to do with this situation, this mass shooting in Buffalo. But I want to highlight some other weird things about this manifesto before we move on. This guy also claims to post pictures. My most recent self pictures are below, gives these two photographs. So, check this out. I actually, when I saw these photos, I'm like, hold up. This guy looks familiar. Blonde hair, holding the rifle. Where have I seen him before? I did a reverse image search with one of these images through TinEye, and come to realize it's this guy named Sam Hyde. Wow, check that out. Huh. That's our alleged mass shooter, which it's not. This mass shooter was not Sam Hyde, because Sam Hyde is actually a comedian. And even on Wikipedia here, it admits that since 2015, Sam Hyde has been frequently misreported as the perpetrator of numerous mass shootings. What? So, his photo constantly goes around, and it's misreported, it's misrepresented that these mass shooters are him when it's not. I think even that that driving incident in Waukesha just a couple of months back, when you had that SUV plow through the crowd. Yeah, in Waukesha, Wisconsin, here it says that Hyde's image was shared across social media as being the driver of the car, which he was not. There's also other shootings where he's been misreported as being the shooter. So hold up. Whoever wrote this document, I'm not saying here that the shooter wrote this manifesto. Whether it was actually the shooter, or the shooter's handlers, or some three-letter agency, or whoever the heck it was, they put Sam Hyde's photographs and said, my most recent self-pictures. Guys, if the Fed boys actually wrote this 180-page manifesto, they're not sending their best. These Fed boys better not be getting paid top dollar because they're sure not doing good disinfo product if citizen online sleuths like myself can point this shit out. Probably a lot of other people that can sniff it out too. So it's just so sloppy. It's so sloppy. Okay, so this manifesto is totally garbage and the whole official story just sounds like trash, right? Oh, he's live streaming on Twitch. Oh, he's doing all this stuff. Like, how many times are they going to recycle these stories over and over and over again? So one last thing that was a big problem with this manifesto is that big portions of it were literally copy and pasted. Copy and pasted from the Christchurch shooters manifesto. Remember that Christchurch shooting in New Zealand in 2019? Yeah, that shooter, they also said, was a white supremacist. They also had a manifesto released with that guy. And there's some other connections maybe to the Christchurch shooting we'll talk about in a moment. But yes, look at that. This manifesto here from Mr. Buffalo Shooter, who's not Sam Hyde. They claim his name's like Peyton Gendron. They claim his name was whoever the heck actually is the person behind it and whoever handled the person behind it, right? Yeah, this manifesto is just trash. Copy and pasting it, using Sam Hyde's photos. Like, it's so bad. It's so bad. They must have hired just a monkey to put this together, quite literally. So, manifesto's trash. Let's also take a look at some of the other connections with the Christchurch shooting. Like we mentioned, they say the guy was a white supremacist at the Christchurch shooting, as well as the Buffalo, New York shooting yesterday, but Christchurch shooting 2019, they said this guy was a white supremacist, put out a manifesto with him, and look at this right here, was the Christchurch shooter. This was an article back in 2019, okay, this is 3 years ago. Mainstream media themselves are questioning, was the Christchurch shooter part of a white supremacist network taking cues from Al-Qaeda and Islamic State? That white supremacist network, holy crap. Azov Battalion. They're even admitting, mainstream media themselves. So that must mean it's fact, right? Did Snopes fact check it? So look at this. The Christchurch shooter had connections to the Ukrainian ultra-nationalist, white supremacist paramilitary organization called the Azov Battalion. These mass shooters have connections to the frickin' Azov Battalion. But wait, wasn't the mainstream media telling us that the Azov Battalion, they're small, they're nothing to worry about. That's not the reason Putin's in Ukraine. That's not who the Biden administration is funding in Ukraine. They have nothing to do with those biolabs. The Azov Battalion is just like a few people. They're nothing to worry about. That's what the mainstream media has been freaking telling us for the past 3 months. But wait, apparently the Azov Battalion is strong enough, is global enough to have connections to these mass shootings like in Christchurch, and maybe even this guy in Buffalo, New York. Same symbolism. Same alleged ideologies, racist ideologies, Nazi ideologies. So, I wonder if this guy is actually connected to the Azov. Curious. So, that's a problem. We also have, let's check out some of the symbolism surrounding this false flag. One of the easiest ways to pick apart a mass shooting and see whether or not it was a false flag, look at the symbolism around the event. So, we already took a look at that black sun symbol. How about this on the guns, okay? Directly on the guns. We have the hash, the cross, crisscross, little symbol there. On the right, you'll see Christchurch shooter had that hash symbol. Boom, on the left, Buffalo, New York shooter, same symbol. Same symbol, of course, on the frickin' AR-15. We'll talk about the gun control agenda in a moment here, but wow, connections with these shooters with more symbol than one. More symbol than one, and the whole way they carried out the attacks, manifesto, white supremacists, etc. So we got the hash symbol, and that's not the only one. Check this one out here. We got the 14. 14 and the fish. That was on the Christchurch shooter's gun. 14 and the fish. We also have a 14 on the AR-style rifle that was used in Buffalo, New York last night. Where have you seen the 14 and the fish before? Well, that frickin' creeper right there. 14 fish right on his hand. And remember, back during the Christchurch saga, back in 2019, John Podesta was in New Zealand 5 days, 4 or 5 days before the Christchurch mosque terror attacks. Remember that? Q even posted about it. Remember that? Q posted this meme right here. There's the gun that was used in the Christchurch shooting. This shooting that was used to justify the banning of firearms all across New Zealand. There's the headline of this article being used to show the gun. New Zealand to change gun laws after mass shooting kills 49. All right, you got the 14 and the fish. Boom, on the gun. Also used on John Podesta's hands in this photograph that came out around 2016 in the, I think this came out with the WikiLeaks dumps. So, John Podesta, 14 fish. Wow, these guns, 14 fish. John Podesta in New Zealand 5 days before this shooting. It's almost as if John Podesta was over there to give the go orders for this false flag to be conducted. You know what I'm saying? So, 14 fish. Where else have we seen the 14 fish? Wow, Buffalo, New York shooting. Interesting. Probably the same freaking CIA sleeper cell, right? The same sleeper cell conducting these false flag shootings. Makes a hell of a lot more sense than anything else than this guy being a white, 18-year-old lone gunman, 19-year-old lone gunman, somehow got this AR rifle, wrote a 180-page manifesto with Nazi symbols, and no, it ain't no coincidence that we got all these connections between the Christchurch shooting and the Buffalo, New York shooting, and it's probably the same freaking CIA or corporate contractor sleeper cell behind all this, right? Mercenaries or MKUltra squad, who knows? So there's a lot of problems with it. Also, Supermarket Shooter, Associated Press was reporting on this today. Supermarket Shooter, they're saying he sought a black neighborhood, but, you know, for being a white supremacist who, like, wants the white people to be the master race, he killed a couple of white people in the shooting. He must not be that much of a white supremacist if he's going to go out and shoot some white people in his attack. But anyway, they're saying that this homie, the cops knew about him. The feds already knew about this shooter, who they claim is Peyton Gendron. And the reason why they know about him is because 2 years ago, he was brought in for a mental health evaluation after threatening to shoot up his school. Hold up. What have we been told about mass shooters undergoing mental health evaluations? Let's reference this Q post again. Q post 3100. This was dropped right around the time of the Christchurch shooting 3 years ago. But check this out. Does he have a therapist? Other Q posts as well also make note of these mass shooters and if they have therapists. Track the therapists. Are these mass shooters, what we're basically saying here, MK Ultra'd, mind controlled to do these things? I would bet money. I would bet money that these shooters, yes, are MK Ultra'd, are patsies. He was mind controlled to go in to do this shooting. He probably didn't even write this manifesto. The Fed boys wrote it for him. It's just, look at the way the dots the line here. Again, it's so sloppy the way this was done. It's so sloppy, and it's one of the easiest false flags to pick apart in a long time. In fact, probably the easiest false flag to pick apart since the freaking Christchurch shooting. Not gonna lie. That shooting in El Paso, Texas a couple of years back was pretty sloppy too. But yeah, this Christchurch shooting, mind you, if you're not too familiar with that, happened a few years ago, right? This Christchurch shooting was not only used as the justification to ban guns, which, look, Buffalo, New York shooting is already, it hasn't even been, when was this posted? Wow, 7 p.m. last night. The shooting wasn't even a few hours old. And yet, mainstream media and corrupt politicians are already using that to call for gun control. Oh my God. Problem, reaction, solution in your face. Otherwise known as the Hegelian dialectic, it's sometimes called. Deep state creates the problem, in this case, mass shooting, to get the intended reaction from the public. In this case, oh my God, MAGA people, racist, white supremacists, shooters, white people, shooters, gotta ban guns. That's the reaction they want. And then C, solution. The solution is here, gun control. Not just gun control, but also big tech censorship. They're trying to kill two birds with one stone here. Kill two birds with one false flag. Not only call for gun control, but also try to pressure big tech into censoring more content. So that's what we're getting out of this one. My God, it wasn't even a few hours old. I thought this article came out this morning, but oh my gosh, May 14th at 7 p.m. Shooting happened maybe 3 hours before this. Holy shit, maybe some of these media organizations already had the gun control call articles ready to go. Big surprise. So we got that. Mental health evaluations for the shooter. He was probably mind controlled to do this by the Fed boys. So one last thing. Okay, one last connect, especially with these creepy symbols. So let's go back to 14 Fish. John Podesta. He's got the 14 Fish. Let's dig a little deeper into some other people who also connect to the 14 Fish and what exactly it might mean. So we're going to go now to a fellow Democrat, fellow friend of the Podesta-Clinton network, a woman by the name of Ghislaine Maxwell. You might have heard about it before. Good old Ghislaine. So Ghislaine also has some 14 Fish connections with herself. You might be familiar if you've dug into the Epstein-Ghislaine network and some of the information around them. You might be familiar with one of Ghislaine Maxwell's nonprofits, a company she started called the Terramar Project. And this Terramar Project was supposed to be for, like, saving the oceans or something like that. It was probably used to traffic humans or do some shady shit, right? Ghislaine Maxwell has a submarine license and all sorts of other weird stuff around the Terramar Project. Anyway, the cover story with the Terramar Project was that it's for humanitarian bullshit or saving the oceans, whatever. So here Ghislaine Maxwell is doing some work with the UN, okay? And back in 2013, the UN started something called the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, okay? Here is the list of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. There's 17 of them. 17 of them. Curious number. So you got like goal number one, no poverty. Goal number two, zero hunger. Goal number three, good health and well-being. Bunch of good, feel-good social justice bullshit, yada, yada. I want to go down into highlighting lucky number 14. What is lucky number 14? Holy crap, it's about the oceans. What is that right there? Look at that symbol, 14 fish. 14 fish. Isn't that a coinkydink? So there you go, goal number 14. Got the 14 fish. Avoid plastic bags to keep oceans clean. Goal number 14 is about the oceans. And look what Ghislaine Maxwell was given a talk about. This was back in 2015 at the UN Sustainable Development Goals. She was talking about her Terramar project having to do with the oceans for lucky number 14 of the UN's SDGs here. 14 fish. So what does that 14 fish mean? Why are so many of these, like, New World Deep State Illuminati cultists placing that symbolism all over their hands and the false flag shootings that they probably mastermind? We don't exactly know. We don't exactly know, of course, because symbolism is tied to the intent of the user. And with these secret codes, the best we can do is educated guesses, okay? That's what I'm telling you here. We don't know for sure. We can't say we know for sure unless we, you know, interrogate the information out of Podesta or Ghislaine themselves, but I highly doubt that they'll admit that. So the best we could do is an educated guess. And this was, let's see, I want a clearer version of it. This is one theory, okay? Just one theory. Again, could be more reasons. This is one theory here, but 14 fish and the Osiris myth. So you guys got to understand, with these New World Order deep state occultists, right? The Illuminati folk that are satanic, if you want to call it that, Luciferian, if you want to call it that. Some people say there's a few differences between Satanism and Luciferianism. There's also a lot of key similarities as well. Point here is that these Illuminati cultists, they just have their like own little religious belief system, whatever the heck they believe, and they, you know, have different belief systems than I guess most people have. Whatever kind of weird, sick, twisted. They literally believe themselves to be like the saviors of humanity, and they think that us little peon lemming humans here deserve what's happening, and oh, they know what's best for us, these New World Order elitists. But anyway, whatever they believe, they got their own sort of ancient mystery school. I hesitate to call it that because that doesn't inherently mean Satanism, but a lot of their belief systems come from ancient lineages, basically. Dark occultism. Dark occultism, but here we go. So it could have to do with some ancient Egyptian belief systems of theirs. 14 plus fish in the Osiris myth. Osiris was murdered and cut into 14 pieces by his brother Set. You might have heard of the Temple of Set. I think Michael Aquino was involved in that, but that's an offshoot of Satanism. Anyway, more more groups within these kind of weird belief systems. Osiris was murdered, cut up into 14 pieces by his brother Set, and scattered throughout the land of Egypt. Osiris's wife, Isis, set out to find all the pieces of his body to resurrect him. She found all but the 14th piece, his phallus, which was eaten by a fish. Now cursed because of this in the River Nile. Isis made a phallus out of gold and temporarily resurrected Osiris so she could conceive his child. Their offspring is the sun god Horus. Okay? A lot of sun gods out there. This one was Horus. 14 plus fish equals the male phallus, symbolizing power, sex magic, black magic, and resurrection. So, again, that's just one theory. Don't exactly know for sure, but regardless, I think it's a safe bet to say whatever the 14 and fish is, it has to do with some weird twisted belief that some of these Illuminati cultists hold, and one of the reasons why they're placing it on their false flag shootings and their events is to symbolize their resurrection, use it as a black magic purpose to try to help bring forth their agendas. Remember, it's not about what you believe, it's what they believe, so we're trying to get an idea into their particular beliefs, and also it's a way for them to communicate with each other, right? For them to notice each other's symbols, and then different friends in that Illuminati cult network can understand that, oh, this false flag shooting was pulled by my friends. My friends did this in our little Illuminati cult network. And then that's a way that they can kind of mark their territory and communicate with each other is through these certain coded symbols. But as we've heard, symbolism will be their downfall in a couple of ways, more than one. Us understanding how the deep state uses symbolism will help lead to their downfall, right? Because then we can pick apart their shady dealings, just like we're doing right here. But also, we can take back symbolism. We can use different symbols for our own means and ends, what you could call white magic, light magic, you know, for purposes of positivity and good and works of the light. We can take back the symbolism for ourselves. We're already doing that. Just look at the letter Q. The letter Q is a symbol that we are using for good. MAGA is a symbol. Where we going, we go all is a symbol. And there's a lot of other symbols that we are using for work of the good to combat the work of the dark occult, the black magic. So that is my little dig into this situation, guys. Different aspects of it. And it definitely looks shady. We'll see how this is used in the coming weeks to, one, distract us. I mean, that's another big reason why they conducted this, no doubt, distract us. There's a hell of a lot of stuff going on right now that the deep state for sure wants distraction from, like Durham's investigation and the biolabs getting exposed in Ukraine, all sorts of other stuff. So it's a distraction. It's a call for gun control. We'll see how they try to roll that out. Call for more censorship. And we got to fight that, folks. Keep fighting this information fight. The more we can expose their bullshit and see it for exactly what it is, the less of a chance they have to successfully bring forth their agendas and pull off their psyops. So thank you for watching, guys. Appreciate you. Give this channel a subscribe wherever you're at, watching it on BitChute or Rumble or GabTV or Odyssey. I also upload these as podcasts. I also upload them to my own private video server website called JordanSather.tv. You can get all my videos ad-free on there and actually support the work I do. Just $5 a month to sign up on there. And you can also watch it through Roku in the Apple App Store as well. I got an app. And that's it for this one, guys. Hopefully, I'll see you at my live streams this week, Monday and Thursday. I'm going to do them twice a week from now on, Monday, Thursday, 3 p.m. And I will see you guys in the next video. Thanks for watching. See you next time.